I'm Francesca Alexander, ex-Los Angeles makeup artist turned online marketer who now lives in Auckland, New Zealand. I teach small business owners profitable, actionable steps to build highly engaged social media results. We build SEO and social media systems with ease. It's truly a collaboration. Welcome to the Hustle and Glow podcast.
Hello there, I'm Francesca, and this podcast is Hustle and Glow. And Hustle and Glow talks about lots of different topics that pertain to female entrepreneurs, female business owners, and there's a lot to talk about. So today we're going to be talking about, as the motorcycle drives by, today we're going to talk about visibility. And I'm going to touch on visibility, and then I'm going to tell you exactly how I got started in social media altogether. So visibility has been an issue for me in terms of not wanting to put myself out there. I used to use it as an excuse. Well, I'm kind of the girl behind the scenes, not in front. So I've used that for a very long time. I even was a makeup artist in Hollywood for a long time, and I used to say, like, I'm the girl behind the camera, not in front of the camera. And I comfortably lived there for a very long time. So a couple of things that I'm doing on purpose. So I'm trying to record my podcast and not really look at the video or the video, how it's going at the moment. There is a little bit of a shot below, but I'm not looking at it on purpose, so I can just look at the camera and directly look at you. And I've been doing videos like that. So far, so good. The other thing, I love supporting local businesses. So this company called Kathy Pope, they do really what I call like a rock and roll edgy jewelry here in New Zealand. And I got this little necklace here, and it's a lapis necklace, and lapis is meant to actually strengthen your voice, make sure you have courage, also helps you with peace and harmony and all of that stuff. So I'm going to be wearing these on my videos because I need all the help I can get. So that's one. So we're going to do that most definitely. But I thought it was just a beautiful necklace and box. I wanted to share it with you. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was how I got started in social media. And so I used to be in the beauty industry for a number of years. It actually jumped from a really interesting time in my life where I was a makeup artist for a while, and then I jumped into skincare and these skin health clinics in particular. I did two of them in Los Angeles, really well-known ones. And the second one I was in, I also started to develop and write copy and create for their website because I was one of the people that had been in the beauty industry for a while. So I knew how to have conversation with customers and why not do that on our website and make sure that we also do keyword research, which was budding. It was so new. It was like in the mid 2000s. It was very new that we were starting all of these online marketing techniques. So anyway, it was just doing well, doing sales and marketing and at a very soft, low key level, right where I was comfortable, right? Not being in front of anything. And one day, like I think it was in 2007, there was a celebrity client that came in to the spa to get some skincare done. And he was late. He was really late. Like I want to say, I remember it was like close to an hour late when he came in. And we were a clinic that was regularly getting clients, and we didn't have any downtime. So if you missed your appointment, like we couldn't really fit you in because we were always busy. And it was one of those occasions. He actually thought that even if he was late, that he was more important than the next client and that we should see him right away. But instead, we tried to arrange another time where he could come in and that we could fully see him and really give him everything. And he was kind of like not happy with it, but we couldn't tell. He was a British actor. And then he walked out. And later that day, he had wrote how displeased he was with the service, how we were unprofessional, how we didn't know what we were doing. And he tagged the company's name when he did that. So it was a very interesting day the next day where we had the vice president of sales yell at his assistant and say, take it down, take down the tweet, just do it. I don't know, just take it down. We should erase it. We should be able to call them and tell them to take it down. Can I just tell you, this guy hated social media. He didn't see a value of it. He didn't like it. You know, cut to years later, he actually started to launch his career again with social media and said that he was doing PR and social media for clients. I mean, interesting guy. So anyway, after that, what happened was that we all kind of went into like a board meeting or boardroom meeting around 3 o'clock that day. And he was like saying, we got to do something with this. We got to manage it somehow. We got to get him to take down we need Twitter to take down the tweet. And he kept on sticking at that piece. Like, we need to call them. We need to do it. We need to, you know, get it done. And I kept on going, hi, we can't tell Twitter to take down a tweet. The mechanic doesn't work. There's no mechanism that works that way. We can't complain and they won't do it. But I did say, however, we can have him or appeal to his good nature and sort of invite him back for a new experience. And with that, we can gently coax him into perhaps maybe just taking down the tweet, but it's not as quick as you would like it to be. So it was really, really interesting. And it was in the day where social media wasn't even happening yet, but we did know enough that if you mentioned it on Twitter, that we might actually get a lead back in press from it, because we were starting to see that mechanic, like, you know, anything that was posted on Twitter, you know, the Google bots would pick it up and then that would actually come up in the search key. We didn't want, in looking at the company's name, we didn't want this tweet to actually come up on that page. So we were all kind of panicky. This was like in the time where how we got our notoriety was not social media, but we were featured like on Entertainment Tonight, People Magazine, if we had a celebrity that we, you know, transformed their skin, Us Weekly, stuff like that. Those publications were the publications to get us to be seen on a larger scale. So social media was really, really new. Now, the reason why I was on social media, I was dating a guy that was a Kiwi from New Zealand. And I wanted to know more about New Zealand because I didn't really hear about it then. So I kept on tweeting and I was talking to people from New Zealand and just trying to figure out like, oh, this is kind of a cool place. And just really just opening up my mind for the first time aside or going outside of Los Angeles. So I started seeing this guy who, now we're married for like 13 years and everything, but it just started from me just curiosity on trying to find out a little bit more. And also tweeting was really cool. Like if people collectively watch something and they were live tweeting at the time, but that phrase wasn't even there. So it was really just interesting to me to see how people were using Twitter. So I thought, okay, well, we definitely need to do something like this. So after that was said, we invited him back in for a full experience. I made sure that the time after that he had a longer time or window. So if he was late, we could still accommodate him and make sure that, you know, he was greeted, he wasn't waiting, and also invited him like, hey, if you like this experience, we'd love for you to consider taking down that tweet. And we would love that. We would really like that. And I was really good at the time dealing with irate clients because it's kind of like you have to match their energy and you have to appeal to them and you have to get a really quick win on your side in terms of likability. And I was really good at that. So I could get the most irate customer and I could talk them down off a ledge. It was fun for me anyway. So this person went in and they got the experience. They got the treatment that they wanted. They came out totally relaxed, as you would from a spa experience. You come out really relaxed. And I then just approached him. I go, so how was your experience? Was it great? You know, and then we're accommodating, making sure that he was softly sort of waking up after a spa experience. You just kind of feel groggy. And made sure that he was ushered into a private area, the whole deal. I mean, the rooms were gorgeous where I worked. They were beautiful where they can actually accommodate that. And then just said, you know, yes, I hope you considered our request on taking down that Twitter. And here's my card. If you have any other requests or anything, please let me know because I will be handling it personally. And then the tweet went down. He took it down. And he also posted something back up, like, I think I was like, I love, and then he named the spa's name, and then that was it. So I'm like, oh my God, that's such a win. That's so great. Very excited about it because I knew a bit more about social media than anybody in the office at the time. Probably because of age, I was probably in the younger side of the office. There were younger people for, you know, underneath me, but we're not really using the, you know, social media like I was. I got the finger pointed to me and said, okay, you are our next, you're the person that does all the social media. So aside from doing the sales and website work, I was now doing the social media stuff. So it was really amazing because I was like, oh wow, this is going to be so cool. I came up with my first strategy where we got some of the estheticians talking about the products, features, and benefits and how to use them and showing people how to use it on yourself as part of the campaign. It was really a magical time. I loved it. And of course, what happened from that point is that I got let go from the job, and it was in the frame of, we want to sell this company to like an Estee Lauder type company. And to do that, we need to get rid of all of the executives or the people that are there that are not highly paid, but overpaid, something like some crazy shit like that, right? So I was excited, but I always say it was like the most beautiful fiance that you would have ever imagined being engaged to. Gorgeous, treats you well, everything. And then he says he can't get married, but that huge engagement ring that you have, you can keep it. So I kind of felt like that. I was like, I'm really sad, but I got like a severance check and I could start my own company. So it was kind of both like, you know, I have money. I have to walk away from this amazing company that I really love working and going into. But it helped me think of how I can position myself to have my own business and have my own social media company, because it was brand new and people wanted to use it. And a lot of my ex-colleagues worked at MAC Cosmetics. And in that time, a lot of MAC makeup artists were really working celebrity client side, meaning that they were going to those celebrity clients' houses and they were doing makeup and they would have a conversation about social media. Let me get my friend Francesco, who also used to be a social, a MAC makeup artist, but she helps people with social media and their business. So I started developing clientele. It was an amazing time for me. I got to learn so many different things, and it was so magical. It was scary too, because you just get fired and you're not sure if you're going to do all the things that you wanted to achieve in your career anyway. And one of the exciting things that I was able to do at this place of business is actually topple down Estee Lauder when it came to SEO. So for those of you who don't know what SEO is, SEO is social media, search engine. I get so excited when I talk about this story because it's kind of funny for me. It is search engine optimization. So it is the mechanism that we all use when we're searching something in Google or any other like search engine website. So if we wanted to say, okay, dentist in your neighborhood or whatever, dentist in Los Angeles, you would type that in, and then you would hope, if you own that practice, that your name would come up first, or at least on the first page, which is called the organic page, organically rise up, or the organically being able to be positioned really well. So we actually kicked Estee Lauder off the page because we were consistently putting out content and blog information and newsletter information paired with and locked into all of our social media content, where in early days we knocked it off with the phrase anti-aging. It was amazing, so cool. And we were able also to achieve a better ranking with our website when it came to anti-aging. Amazing. And anti-aging for us was really important because that was the higher ticket items, the higher product dollar amounts that you would get for products. So of course we want to be there. We want to be known for anti-aging because then now you could pay $150 for a cream, right? Or an eye cream. So it was really, really cool. And so we did a bit of that. I started gauging and understanding social media merging or social merging, which is a component, if you haven't heard it before, it is a component where if you're talking, say on LinkedIn, about a service in a LinkedIn article, and if you want people to find out more or engage with the content more, you would put the long link, the long URL link from your blog page and have them drive them back to your website. And what that creates is what's called a backlink, or it's called a social media or social merging mechanism, so that your website will get what's called unique views. And unique views means that they're somewhere out in the stratosphere of the web, and they go back to your account. And if it's linked to those keywords that you desire to put out, it will actually help build up your ranking with those keywords, meaning that the relevance factor will actually be a bit more robust in finding you. So it's actually a really cool system on how to get seen, known, and heard by using this tactic. And it's something that we've always used in my company since the beginning. So it's something that we really help with. Now, just getting back to the story and trying to put out there, like, okay, well, what are your top tips for, you know, recovering brand reputation and everything? I'm going to do that with you now. However, in the show notes, you can click on the link and you can read this whole blog that talks a little bit about what we talked about today. And on the bottom, there is here's some tips on how to recover your brand's reputation. And if you want to have a consultation with me, that's free and it's totally available. There's actually a booking link there too, where we have a conversation, we talk about where you're coming from, what you would like to achieve, and then we give you a pathway on how you can do that. And it's absolutely free. I really see myself as that sort of entrepreneurial activist, where we're there for everybody that has a business. And if you're truly curious, we'd love to help you. This is one of the ways that we can do that. And we're so excited that we can offer this for free at the moment. So, definitely take me up on it. I love having a chat and we can do that. I'll be zooming in somewhere from New Zealand and we can have that talk. Also, if you have any questions generally about how to recover your brand, if you've been talked about as a bad review on Google or something like that, we can also have that conversation there. This is important. I mean, they say that business is not personal, it's business, but it's not, especially if you are doing the things that a small business owner has to do. And a lot of it is blood, sweat, and tears. And it's taken away from your family. It's taken away from a lot of purpose that you thought you were going to go into. But when you're creating a new business, it really pulls you in a direction. So we want to be able to make sure that your reputation, your product or service is always in really good standing when it comes to online marketing. And I'm here to help. I truly am. So let me know. Let me know what you think about this podcast, or if you have any questions generally, I might feature it on the next one. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. Like many small business owners doing all the things to run a successful business, like keeping the lights on and introducing new clients to your business, can be overwhelming, let alone the planning, learning, and executing your social media. Introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to make the process of social media easy. If you have a small team, or even if you're on your own, we have designed Social Collab just for you. We have modeled Social Collab after solo business owners and that we've worked with internationally, and produces content that you're proud of and also has meaningful engagement. Your next step is to click below on our Calendly link
and book a discovery call today, mention this podcast for a special limited time offer.